we play?
Quick, what's the first thing you do when you have a free moment after homework, chores, etc.? You probably grab some playtime, right? Maybe you head outside to skate, shoot hoops, or ride your bike. Nobody has to tell you to play your favorite game. If you have the time, you just do it, right? Does that please God? As long as it's not something that dishonors him, involving the occult or witchcraft or anything else that's immoral, God's happy for us to play. Of course, we can't play all the time, but God wants us to have fun. After all, he invented fun, and he created us to enjoy fun. Well, guess what? The fun doesn't stop on the old earth. You'll have time to play on the new earth. In fact, everyone who enters heaven will need to be like a kid who loves and trusts God and who likes to have fun. Jesus said in Mark 10, 14 and 15, that anybody who enters heaven needs to enter as a child. Someone once asked me, will there be toys in heaven? I believe the answer is yes. After all, we'll still be human, so why wouldn't we like toys? And we'll still have the ability to make things, so why not toys? Do you wonder if God himself has a playful side? God says he has revealed what he's like in what he has created. Remember Romans 1:20 from our discussion about extinct animals? He made the world in such a way that we can learn about him from it. Think about things in nature that reveal God's playfulness. Monkeys, kittens, dogs, horses, and lots of other animals. Have you ever watched otters? I have. It's really fun. They'll spend almost the whole day sliding and splashing and playing and just basically having a blast. They were making water slides thousands of years before people ever did. And who built that into their nature? I'll bet you know. You didn't think it was human beings who invented play and fun and joy, did you? It was God.